Up next, recondition tools on the Handy Guys Podcast.
Welcome to the Handy Guys Podcast, a podcast for handy guys from handy guys. Here are the handy guys themselves, Brian and Paul.
On this show of the Handy Guys Podcast, we're going to talk about something I'm pretty confident we've never talked about before, and that is recondition tools.
You sure we didn't mention it in the past, Paul? Some stray comment here or there?
I don't think we did, Brian. But if you're a listener who thinks that we have, let us know. Send us a reference to the show with the exact time where we stated it.
Right.
And
but you know what? Tough. We're going to talk about it again if we did. But I think you're right, Paul. We haven't talked about recondition tools. We've talked about all kinds of tools in the past.
Right.
So just in general, what's a recondition tool? Why would you buy one? Are you safe in doing so?
And we have a listener who is going to call in, and he wants to tell us about his story of buying a reconditioned Bosch saw. I won't say what kind. We'll talk about it with him. But let's first give out our email information, our contact information.
Right. Just go to our website, www.handyguyspodcast.com, and click on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. Fill out that little form, and we'll get an email. And you can ask a question that way, make a comment, whatever. And there's also a phone number on that page if you'd like to call us, but we prefer the email.
Want great deals on tools that the handy guys recommend? Click on the Our Store button at www.handyguyspodcast.com.
So with us tonight is we have one of our listeners who is calling in. He had emailed us recently because he purchased a tool on our store. His name is Ryan, and he's from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and he's starting a new handyman business. So we're glad to have Ryan on. Thanks for calling in, Ryan.
Welcome, Ryan.
Sure. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me.
And the reason we have Ryan on, as I mentioned, is that he bought a tool through our store, but it wasn't just any tool, right, Brian? Tell us about the type of tool he purchased.
So Ryan decided to go with a reconditioned tool, and we have a lot of offerings through our Amazon affiliate store for reconditioned tools, and so we wanted to get Ryan's impression as to purchasing a reconditioned tool through our store. So what did you get, Ryan, through our store?
I got a 12-inch Bosch compound miter saw.
Yeah,
that's a big one. So how do you like it?
It's great. It's very powerful, and it really packs a punch.
And being a reconditioned tool, did you find any issues with it out of the box?
No, not that I could notice. There's a couple scratches from previous boxing or whatever, but it was pretty much straight out of the box, a brand new machine.
Excellent. And how about the cuts? Did you need to do any adjustments or anything like that to make, you know, every time you buy a new saw, you want to go through a setup procedure, right? You want to make sure that it's cutting square to the fence, that the blade is perpendicular to the table, things like that. Did you do any of those kind of checks?
I did. I went through the manual and I checked it over, and it was off on just about every angle except for the bevel cuts, I believe, were okay. But it wasn't square, and I had to do that. But I would have done that with a new machine anyway, even if I got one straight from a regular store.
Right. It's pretty typical of a table saw or miter saws. You got to make sure you adjust them. Any really power tool, you want to make sure you go through the manual and make your adjustments, or else you could run into trouble.
Yeah, I mean, it helps me too, because I get familiar with the machine and notice all the little, every piece of it, basically, you get familiar with it.
Yeah.
That's a good point. And, you know, Bosch is a quality name. It should hold that adjustment for a long time. But if you're moving it around or it's rattling around in the back of a truck or something like that, you know, you may want to check it periodically as you're using you know, as you're using it. So if it's been not used in a while and, like I said, bounced around, maybe check it before you make some of those critical cuts, you know, for crown molding or something like that.
Definitely, especially if you're doing on-site work.
Yeah, I have a feeling that they never get tweaked right from the manufacturer, typically, those tools, because they're never right. Now, of course, then they get shipped across the continent and the globe or whatever from countries I won't mention. But but I mean, they're just, you always have to tweak your tools when they come in, especially the important ones like that, the compound miter saws, table saws, which can be quite dangerous if they're out of square, if they're not true.
Right. The last thing you want to have is a situation with a table saw where the fence on the table saw for a rip cut is not parallel to the blade. That's a critical adjustment and check you need to make.
Now, Ryan, did you, if you're, you know, you're planning on starting a handyman business, and obviously this tool will be one that you use often, I would imagine. You know,
definitely.
Have you done much? Have you used it yet in any kind of real activity other than testing?
Not any real activity.
Okay.
In about 2 weeks, I'll be building a deck for someone, so it'll get a lot of use then.
But, right, you'll be out to my house to build my deck, right?
Sure.
What kind of wood are you planning on? Is it just going to be pressure treated? Pine.
I believe they just want pressure treated. Yeah.
So you'll get standard. It'll get a good workout with that right there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's going to be a full week's worth of cutting, probably.
Right.
There you go.
And then you can start doing the big, you know, complex, you know, crown molding with all the, you know, the three layers pieces and the big 8-inch,
right.
You know, with you. So,
hey Ryan, one of the best accessories I have for my miter saw is a stand that has an outfeed table on it. I don't know if you've ever looked at those. You know, they have them in our store, but you've probably maybe seen them at Sears or at the Home Center or something like that. But you can get a stand that the saw will mount to, and then off to the left, it's got a long sort of a table support, so that if you're cutting a, you know, 12 inches off of an 8-foot board, it's being supported off on the end, and you're not having to worry about it tip up. That might be something you want to check out,
especially for deck work.
Yeah. Okay. Have you tried the rollers on the sides either? Too.
That's an option.
I was wondering about that.
Some of those stands have rollers built into them. Mine doesn't.
The free standing roller stands, but the problem is they need to be adjusted. Like the stands that are made for these miter saws, you just whip the thing out and extend its arms. Usually they're extending the arms that extend out, and you're ready to go.
Yeah, mine still needs adjusted, because when I fold it up, I fold down the arm that supports the wood as well. But it's got like a little roller on it. So the first thing I'll do if I'm going to use it is I put my board on there flat to the table, and then I bring up that support arm to meet that board, and away I go.
And in a pinch, you can make your own. You can use saw horses and a big 2x10 or something like that.
That's
or 2x12.
That's the old-fashioned way of doing it.
Build it up
on
each side to the height of your saw, and you're ready to go, because you can use, you know, you can use some scrap pieces from the deck project or something. And,
I've done that plenty of times.
Yeah, it's a couple $100 less too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that might make sense for a while as you're, you know, before your business gets established.
Yeah. What kind of miter saws do you guys have?
I have a Makita 1013LS, I think, is the model number.
Pretty good, if that's right. I have a Porter cable saw, and I don't remember the model number.
So that's fine.
We're kind of tool junkies, you know. We're all over the map with tools, and
but that Bosch is a good choice. That's I've used that somewhere along the way, and that's a nice.
Yeah, it's got a nice fence on it, as I recall.
Yeah. I have noticed the fence is a little sticky though at the beginning, like when you first start out.
Oh, yeah?
So I've had to, like, pull my thumb over to the side to kind of just release it a little bit before it'll actually go down. And I read a review of somebody else had that problem, too. But I'm not sure. I got to call Bosch about it.
Hmm. Yeah, when I was thinking of the fence, I'm thinking of the fence behind the blade. It's nice and tall, as I recall.
Right,
on that
sorry.
Saw.
I meant the, I know what you mean. Sorry. Yeah. I meant the blade guard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that'll loosen up over time as you use it more. Absolutely. Oh. That's just a little tight. I think I had that with a friend's saw that I was using.
With WD-40, might need to.
Yeah, maybe a little WD-40 in there too. So, all right, Ryan. Well, we won't take any more of your time. We appreciate you coming on the show tonight and talking about your Bosch reconditioned tool.
I don't know that we mentioned the one. What's the biggest reason of all to buy a reconditioned tool? You saved a few bucks, didn't you?
Yeah, I saved like, I don't know, at least over $100.
There you
nice.
Go.
And Amazon has a whole reconditioned, you can just view all the reconditioned stores. So we're going to try to put that on our store. And with if you buy your tools through our store, it helps keep the podcast on the air. So we appreciate Ryan purchasing it through there. And we'll try to make those reconditioned tools available on there. As we're going to talk in the rest of the show, both Brian and I have both taken advantage of those reconditions. So it's a good way to go.
All right. Well, thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Got a project on your honey-do list? Let the handy guys know about it, and they may talk about it on their next podcast.
Now, Brian.
Yes.
I have bought several reconditioned tools, and I know you have as well.
Yes.
And what I like about reconditioned tools are the following.
Okay, let's hear it.
You save money.
You save a lot of money.
You save money, and you save money. Those are my three reasons.
Right.
but actually, I've been quite impressed. And we're going to talk about what a reconditioned tool actually is, because I didn't know exactly what that meant when I first bought it. So we want to address that. What is a reconditioned tool? Number one, because I used to think it was something that was broken and then sent back to the factory and they fixed. And it could be, but we'll talk about what that means. Number two, where you can get reconditioned tools. And three, some of our finds, what we've purchased and had good success with recondition. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right, number one, what is a reconditioned tool, Brian? You know, it just says reconditioned tools on Amazon. I want to know what it is.
Right. Well, I contacted our friends over at Porter Cable, and I said, you know, what is a reconditioned tool? Why is a tool reconditioned? Asked them a few questions.
Wait, that's all you said? You asked them about what it is? Why don't you just say, could you send us some reconditioned tools so we could discover?
Yeah, I should have done that. So Porter Cable, feel free to send us some tools anytime.
No, I get it.
Yeah, I think I have the full line of Porter Cable tools in my garage. But so what they came back with, why is it reconditioned? They said it could be for a number of different reasons. It could have been a demonstration tool at a tool show.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they got these, the National Hardware Show, something like that. They got all their tools out there.
The guy says, that's when he says this saw can cut right through this can and the blade stays sharp kind of thing. Oh, no, that's the Ginsu knife guy.
The Ginsu knife all guy, right. It's the next booth down all from right. that. Right. So, yeah, so it would be a demo. It could have been something that was returned because they've got a pretty liberal return policy.
Okay.
So someone bought it, you know, maybe they used it for a project and then returned it.
No one would do that.
Or maybe
they just didn't like it or wanted it was too big, too small.
Right,
too,
it wasn't the right thing. Whatever. Or it could have been damaged or some failure of some type.
In shipping, sometimes people will get something, and in shipping, the shipping goes a long way. You ever like try to move yourself, to an apartment across the street, let alone from China to wherever Taiwan
right.
or wherever to the United States, it can get a little damaged and scratched. And some people, you just get a few scratches, some dust on it, and they return it.
Right. So regardless, what Porter Cable does is they come back to a national center to get refurbished, repaired, retested, so anything that's wrong with it, they fix it, and then they test it. They give a warranty on the tool as if it was new. They put all new housings on the tool. So, the plastic case, drill was in. I don't mean the actual carrying case. I mean the actual
right.
shell of the tool.
Sure. Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
So all of that gets replaced. And so it looks brand new, it operates like brand new, it has a warranty like brand new, and it costs 25% less or more.
And that's how Porter Cable does it.
That's
so each manufacturer could be a little different.
They could be a little different. So you want to check on, if you're going to get something other than Porter Cable, what they mean by reconditioned tool. But mm-hmm. that's what Porter Cable said. And they put it in a different box, so
And you get a nice discount on the price.
Very nice
discount. Could be 25% up or
25%. You know, I've bought Porter Cable reconditioned tools at a Porter Cable factory outlet repair center. So there used to be one nearby, and you used to be able to go in there, and they'd have Porter Cable and Delta and some other tools. And the discount seemed to vary based upon how many of them they had. So
yeah,
I went in there and got, I don't know, my 18-gauge brad nailer, for example.
Right.
And they had like 97 of them in there. And they were they were selling them
supply
for
supply and demand.
Yeah, they were selling them for like $25 versus $100 new. So that was a significant discount. But on the other hand, I got a framing nailer, which is normally about $300. I'm just guessing at these numbers, and the discount was maybe about, you know, $50 off, something like that, because they didn't have a whole bunch of them there.
Well, what's interesting, you mentioned on in your description that they get put in a different box. When I ordered my, I think it was a 18 or 16 gauge finish nailer, Porter Cable, from Amazon through our store, and
yeah, of course, we guess where we get a lot of our stuff.
And it came, and I was like, this is odd, because it has like just a brown box that it's
plain
in.
Plain brown box.
Yeah, and I'm
right.
like, this is weird. I don't know if I'm going to like this. And then I opened the brown box up, and it was this standard case. There's a carrying case that it comes in.
Yeah, the blow mold plastic case.
No, actually, for this, it's a soft case.
Oh,
for
right. That's right.
For the small 16-gauge. And nice, and it was perfect. Everything was perfect. All the instructions, though, you know, they weren't in like a Ziploc or in like a cellophane wrapper. They were just like in there by themselves, but everything was there, all the ownership cards and
the
everything.
Accessories, the little bottle of oil, all of that.
The bottle
in
was, instead of you having to take it apart out of the box and put everything, it was all together for you in that little carrying case. And I thought, this is actually better in some ways. Going to have to get all this packaging material. It was actually more efficient. And it just, you know, open it and you're ready to go. So, and it was perfect. The nailer has been perfect out of the box, and it looked like it was brand new. So
I wish my framing nailer still looked brand new, man. That thing has been around the block and up and down and in every which way, and it's still chugging along. And
yeah,
it still fires nails.
After I got that finished nailer that was perfect, then I bought the framing nailer, then I bought another finished nailer, and they're all reconditioned, and I've had great success. I can't think of any problems I've had. And if you did, you know, it's a warranty. It's honored by Porter Cable. And I think
it's the same warranty that the new tools have. I think it's 90 days, but you check on the individual tool.
Not sure what Amazon's return, if their policy is the same on recondition. I don't really know, but you'd have to check with Amazon.
I think it's going to depend on the vent, because they come from different vendors.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, so you have an opportunity there to get a great price, and you can get a lot of different tools. You can go to Amazon, and we're going to try to post this. Just look, search, or browse for reconditioned tools. And the downside, here's the downside that I see.
What's
it, Brian,
the downside?
Is they come and go. So your friend, your friend's going to say, oh, I got this awesome deal on a Bosch or a Porter Cable or whatever, you know, XYZ model, and it's awesome. They're selling it for this. And you're going to go in there, and there's going to be none available.
That's right. And in fact, with Ryan, I checked on that miter saw that he bought, and not currently available.
Yeah, so you have to stay on top of it. You either got to keep checking if you have a specific model in mind, or you need to be not so particular about your brand or, you know, style or your tool.
Right.
You just got to keep your eyes out and ears open. But they pop up on there pretty often.
They do. So, you know, sometimes it's an impulse purchase. You say, hey, look, that's a great deal. I've always wanted one of those. And then, pull the trigger and get it.
So if you need, for instance, a 11.6 amp dual temperature heat gun.
See one of those in the reconditioned store. I see the 423 mag 15 amp circular saw with left blade.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And you got all kinds of tools here. There's a Porter Cable, a pancake compressor. Wow, that's a great deal right there. And in fact, I'm going to I'll go purchase one of these. I'm going to go to handyguyspodcast.com, click on store, and support the Handy Guys Podcast.
That's right.
So that's where you can go. That was my third point. How much you can save, what we've got, you know, in our arsenal, it's reconditioned, and where do you go to get them? So I've answered that question, I think. If you go and purchase these through the Handy Guys Podcast store, you will get The handy guy, you will get the Amazon's great price, the same price that you'll get if you go right to Amazon, and you'll help support our show and help keep it on the air because we're trying to expand into video and some other things, and that all costs a little bit of money. So we'd appreciate your support, and we thanks Ryan for supporting us through our store, and we hope he has great success with his reconditioned Bosch.
All right.
That's all we got this week. Thanks for listening to the Handy Guys Podcast.
Thanks. Bye.
The Handy Guys will be back next week. Same handy time, same handy website.